Well, Queensland now joins Tasmania, Victoria and the ACT in introducing civil partnerships, enabling two people, regardless of their sex, to have their relationship publicly recognised and registered. This vote comes ahead of the weekend's looming stoush over gay marriage we were just discussing there at the ALP National Conference. Labor's left is hoping it will be third time lucky in its campaign to change the ALP policy to support gay marriage. Andrew Barr is the ACT Deputy Chief Minister. He's also a spokesperson for the cross-factional Rainbow Labor Network. Andrew Barr, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thank you very much.
But first, can I get your reaction to the vote in the Queensland Parliament last night?
Oh, look, a welcome step forward for Queenslanders. I think obviously catching up a little with some of the southern states, and perhaps avoid any Queensland jokes at this point. But I think a welcome continuation down a path to reform that we've seen in this country over the past decade.
It's civil unions, not gay marriage, but nevertheless, not all states have even passed civil unions for same-sex couples, have they?
That is right, and so it does reflect. I think the length of the journey still to travel on these issues. That's why it's important to have a focus at a national level on marriage equality. Civil unions are important, and they are important markers of progress within our society. And to the extent that state and territory governments and state and territory Labor governments can send, I think, some positive signals to Australia's gay and lesbian community that they are serious about eliminating discrimination in their own laws. This is another positive step and reflects, as I say, a pattern that we've seen across the country over the last decade or so. But the real issue is around marriage equality, and that's the subject of quite intense debate in the lead up to Labor's National Conference and a robust discussion on the floor of conference on Saturday morning.
Well, let's go to that, marriage equality. On Saturday morning, you'll be moving the motion to change Labor's platform at the ALP conference. What are you proposing?
I'm proposing to insert a new set of words into Labor's platform that would commit the Labor Party to amending the Marriage Act to ensure equal access to marriage for all couples, irrespective of sex, who have a mutual commitment to a shared life. So it's a very strong statement of values for the Labor Party. The amendment also seeks to ensure religious freedom by recognising that any amendments that Labor would move to the Marriage Act would not impose an obligation on a Minister of Religion to solemnise any marriage. So it's really ensuring there is a clear separation between church and state. I think that's a fairly key point that Australians agree on overwhelmingly, that there should be that separation.
Okay.
This is about civil marriage and about ensuring that the Labor Party is on the right side of history on this issue.
As you say, a strong statement of values. It goes further than what was the initial plan, I think, was just to drop from the party platform reference to the Marriage Act as defining marriage as a union between man and a woman. It goes further than that, as you just described. What's your sense? Do you have the numbers for this?
We've been working very hard to ensure that there is cross-factional support. See, the largest block of votes coming in support of this resolution will come from Labor's left, but there is a significant number of right-wingers who are pledged to support this, who have been elected to national conference from their respective states and territories with a view to support just such a resolution.
I think you need 20. If you get all of the left, you need 20 votes from the right. Is that right? Are you close to that? Can you give us a sense of the actual numbers at this point?
Well, we're well over the 20 votes in relation to the issue of a platform change.
So you will get that through?
That's very confident that the Labor Party platform will change on Saturday. Obviously, there's still some discussion underway in relation to the issue of the conscience vote. We are working hard on that issue as well to ensure that questions of equality, which is what this is about, don't become the subject of conscience within the Labor Party. We've always had a view in the party that conscience votes are reserved for those matters of life and death, and we don't believe that this issue is a matter of life and death.
Okay.
It's a matter of equality, and so in the view of Rainbow Labor, And indeed, I think the majority of Labor Party members across Australia is something that shouldn't be the subject of a conscience vote.
Well, how is that going to go when it comes to a vote on the floor of the Parliament? Because Julia Gillard, the Prime Minister, is on the record as opposed to gay marriage, but she her compromise is to allow a conscience vote for Labor MPs. Do you think the left ultimately will compromise and allow a conscience vote for Labor MPs rather than see the Prime Minister rolled?
Well, look, I think this is an issue that has a lot more discussion ahead of it, but between now and Saturday. I think the important thing is to ensure that Labor's platform changes. But the issue of the conscience vote is something that is held very dearly by a large number of Labor Party members, and so it's not something that will be given up easily. And we do want to ensure that Labor makes a positive statement about its values. This is something.
But you're making the statement, if you get that platform change through, you've made a statement, but many people have thought, says the statement is meaningless unless it's backed by getting rid of the conscience vote, because a conscience vote in the Parliament with the opposition locked into a block vote against gay marriage will mean that there's no chance of legislative success for gay marriage, isn't that right?
Well, certainly will put the pressure on the coalition parties to provide a conscience vote for their members if that's where the Labor Party ends up after this weekend. There's still a lot of discussion to occur between now and Saturday. There are very strongly held views on this issue. It is intensely personal. I've been asked on a number of occasions, you know, why it is that there are so many within the right who are going to support this change. And it does come down to personal values, to personal connections. This is a question for many delegates within the right, an issue about their sons and daughters, their brothers and sisters, their aunts and uncles, their parents even, who may happen to be gay and lesbian, who are experiencing considerable discrimination under the current arrangements. And there are a number of Labor Party delegates who want to see that change. And I think the momentum is building for that change this weekend.
Andrew Barr, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Frank.
Andrew Barr is the Deputy Chief Minister in the ACT, and he's also a spokesperson for the Rainbow Labor Network. He'll be moving that motion on the floor of the conference to change the platform. That motion, as I understand it, will be backed by Penny Wong. It's 14 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.